Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, how was your Thanksgiving week? I'm not gonna lie, mine was hard. I mean, I have family that lives so close to me, and I've been blessed to have my family be such an integral part of my life. And I mean, literally, Gunnar rides his bike to my sister-in-law and my brother's house to see his cousins. Like, that's how close we are. And we didn't get together. You know, my parents live, you know, within 5 miles, two other sisters. And, you know, you have the traditional stuff you make, and it was just weird. And my awesome boyfriend came over with some of his kids, and it was awkward. It was weird. It just wasn't like our regular Thanksgiving. But we need to pivot, right? When life doesn't happen the way we want it to happen, we need to pivot and make the best of it. So I find myself going out to the garage once and just like pulling back tears, you know, from my eyes. Just had to give myself a pep talk, like, come on, you can do this, girl. And put on your big girl pants and get back in there. Oh, anyway, we took the easy way out and we totally catered it to from a local bakery. And, you know, it was awesome to support local and fun, but you still miss those, you know. Here, I just turned 38 years old in November, and it's like, you miss those things that are tradition. But when life doesn't happen the way we want, we pivot. And I have learned that many times, as you know. All right, I wanted to ask you guys, have you had a problem with mice before? Okay, think about it. If you have, you know what I mean. Rewind to my life when Clint was undergoing a cancer battle, and I found out we had mice in our house, okay? They had gotten in like a chip bag in my pantry. And that's when I noticed. I was like, what the crap? What is a mouse? Like, what is this? And then I figured it out. It was a mouse. So amidst all the chemo trials and surgery and all this crap, I had to pull everything out of my pantry 6 hours later, wiping everything off, and whatever wasn't packaged, I had to throw away. Like, I threw away so, had to throw away so much money and food. I was just completely disgusted. And here I had, you know, 3 little babies in my house and the last thing I needed. And when somebody's going through cancer treatment, you are a clean freak. You have to be. And I can't have mice. You know, it's like, excuse me, Jesus, did you not know? I can't handle this right now. Like, then Clint went through, set up traps. Couple days later, you know, they went back for my favorite, the only bag of chips that they didn't get in that was one of my favorites. I was like, hallelujah, they came back for those. I was like, you little, oh. And it was such a pain in the butt to get rid of them, but we did. And we had a couple dogs at the time, and I was like, man, these dogs are really going through the dog food. And we had a piano tuner come, and they took off our piano top, and it was loaded, chock full of dog food. Those mice had been like hoarding it and shoving it up under the whole back portion of our upright piano. It was insane. The guy who had been tuning pianos for like 30 years is like, I have never seen this before in a piano in my life. We're just like, oh my gosh. So fast forward to like 3 weeks ago, okay? I got a new mattress a couple months ago. And so my king size old mattress was in my garage. And I live in a place that has a bunch of fields by me. And I had my, you know, my mattress in the garage, and I was just hoping, you know, I kind of had mentioned it to a family member, and this is what sucks as a widow or single, a single mom in any way. When there's stuff that you can't muscle, you just have to be at the mercy of other people and hope that they follow through for you. And everybody's busy with their own lives, so it takes a lot to reach out, and then to have to bug somebody is really, I hate it. So I just was at that timeline of family member and just hoping that, you know, eventually we'd get around to it, or my boyfriend, we'd figure out a vehicle that was big enough that could take care of it. But, you know, it's like the last thing on a list. And Wyatt comes inside and he's just like, "Mom, you'll never guess. I saw a mouse in our garage." And I was just like, "Reet." All these flashbacks of when we had mice before. And I was just like, are you kidding me? So I go out to the garage. Obviously, it's no surprise. We live by fields. And I'm looking at my garage. I'm seeing the evidence of little mice in places. And then I'm laying there that night, okay, in the dark. Do you do this, by the way? Like, I dream of bedtime all day long. And then when I get to bedtime, I'm laying down and I'm like, oh, my brain like goes a million miles an hour. And I start thinking about all this random stuff. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, my mattress is like a mouse castle. It's like a jackpot. I bet they're in there right now breeding a mouse metropolis. Like, I was horrified. I couldn't hardly sleep. The next morning, I put it out on my, like, a neighborhood Facebook page, right? Like, hey, if anybody has, you know, hookups to a dumpster and some muscle, please let me know. And I just was praying so hard because I'm like, Heavenly Father. And I've been trying to target my prayers to be specific. And I was like, Heavenly Father, I cannot handle another mouse invasion. Like, please help me get rid of this mattress. Okay. The next day I get a message and it's a neighbor saying, hey, I actually have people coming that I have a dumpster scheduled, and I'll just tell them to go by to your house and pick your mattress up. And I was like, what? Oh my gosh. Thank you. I couldn't even believe it. So in one day, my mattress was completely not a problem anymore. And I just stood there and I just thanked God so much that he listens to me. And I challenge you, like, if you are struggling with something, be specific for what you need and see the majesty of the great creator being able to show up for you, because he will. So many times in my life he has. And it got me thinking about how many times in my life I've been overwhelmed and felt like I was drowning. And for a visual on it, like, I felt I was in this so many times with Clint and his cancer battle. I felt like I was in the choppy waters and I had a straw and I was under the water and my straw barely poked up the top. And I was like sucking air to just survive and make it through. So many times in my life, I have felt like I was drowning and I had no way to save myself from sinking into depression. I ate my feelings, hopelessness, defeated, especially when they handed out his terminal diagnosis. It was just like, okay, well, then what is there to hope for? Everything that we've hoped and prayed for obviously is not going to be happening. So how can we be happy? Again, when we were told that my late husband's cancer had spread to his lungs, he was no longer eligible to participate in a chemo trial that was slowing the spread of the cancer. You know, we hit rock bottom. And after years of hoping and having faith that he would get better and believing in miracles, we felt that our, like, countless petitions to the Lord were for nothing. Like, are you even listening? We were told he had 6 months to 1 year left to live, and it felt like the storm had won. The water that we were trying to tread, we could tread no longer. We were tossed into the wave of despair. We had days, I felt, of anguish, and often felt like, what was the point in hoping anymore? What was the point in believing in God anymore? And then we realized it takes energy not to believe, and it takes energy to believe. And the side effect of believing leaves a lot more light and peace in your heart. So instead of continuing to churn in these turbulent waves of disbelief, we decided to do one last experiment. We decided to focus our sights on the light of Christ one last time. What did we have to lose? And in our darkness, we turned to the light. Instead of pleading and praying for Clint to get better and the storm to go away, we asked the Lord to help calm the raging storm inside our souls. Each day in our tsunami, we clung to Christ as if he were literally the saving anchor to our sanity. Praying, pleading, reading, loving, listening to uplifting music, conference talks, trying all the while to not pass up on opportunities to help others that we encountered that were drowning too. And you know what? Just as we thought we were going to sink, under the weight of it all, we realized we were slowly being lifted up. The days got easier and more manageable. We were ever so slowly starting to feel the hand of our Savior rescuing us from the crushing weight of our reality. Steadily and cautiously, each day we kept our sight on Him by choosing to surround ourselves with as much of His light as we possibly could. And then it happened. We witnessed a miracle. Instead of the terminal diagnosis ruling our thoughts and affecting our actions, we somehow, through the grace of God and the strengthening power of Jesus Christ's atonement, we had that suffocating weight lightened. We were able to laugh, we were able to love, and we were able to live. Even though on paper our life got worse, because of our anchor in Christ, that didn't affect our capacity to feel joy. So, my friend, are you drowning? Are you doubting the power that Jesus Christ could have in your life? Let me invite you, like Clint and I did, look up. Choose to reach up. Choose to look outside yourself for strength. And see for yourself that you don't need to be crushed by the waves of life. There's hope, there's peace, and there's strength waiting for you. So whether it's the waves, whether it's a mice invasion in your house, whether it's anything you can think of that's disturbing your peace and your hope and your faith, look to the light. Look to Christ. Have Him help you. He will be there for you. He will get the mattress out of your garage if you ask Him to. God will provide a way if you have faith in Him and if you trust Him. Don't forget, you are powerful, you are capable, you are strong, and you are a son or daughter of a heavenly King. And we are made to have joy in our lives. And joy is not based upon how good our car is, or how perfect our life is, and how Pinterest our meals are. It comes from the peace of our Savior and the light that He brings when it's dark, when it's hard. That's when we can be refined. That's when we can learn that He will show up for us. He will deliver us when we ask Him, and all we need to do is ask. So whatever mess you're currently experiencing, whatever you're harboring right now, whatever nightmares are keeping you up at night, turn to the Lord and turn to our Savior, and He will lift you up from the storm and help rescue you if you choose. He will never force Himself upon you, but He will always be there for you waiting when you're ready to turn to Him and get His strength and His grace. Have a good week, my friends. Talk to you soon.